The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. On his third visit to Israel since the start of the Gaza war, Secretary of State Blinken is meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Blinken's latest visit comes as the Israeli military says it has completed the encirclement of Gaza City, targeting Hamas infrastructure. The BBC's Rushdie Abaluf is in southern Gaza.
The fighting is in five different areas in Gaza City and the north, where the Israeli ground operation has been expanding. The Israeli army is engaging with gunfire and from air, sea, and land with the Hamas militants. The group has issued spy statements since yesterday saying that they are fighting the Israeli army using anti-tank missiles.
The Republican-led House passing a $14.5 billion military aid package for Israel.
The measure passed mainly along party lines.
On this vote, the yeas are 226, the nays are 196. The bill is passed.
In a partisan approach by new Speaker Mike Johnson, the emergency package requires offsets with cuts in government spending elsewhere. Such a bill would normally have full bipartisan support. Democrats said Johnson's approach will only delay help for Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the bill stunningly unserious and says it has no chance in the Senate. President Joe Biden has said he will veto it. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, America's employers scaled back their hiring in October. The government says they added 150,000 jobs last month. President Biden and the First Lady visit Lewiston, Maine today, the city struggling to recover the aftermath of the mass shooting that left 18 people dead. They're going to comfort the grieving and to meet with first responders as well. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 6 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 38 points. This is SRN News. About 71% of Americans describe themselves as Christians, but one evangelical leader has his doubts. Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says if you look closely, you'll find something disturbing.
Most Americans have shifted from being committed to Christianity to being committed to some type of personal faith. And that faith is what we would call syncretism, which means that we're very comfortable picking and choosing elements from many different worldviews.
Barna's research reveals a kind of smorgasbord effect.
Now we pick and choose elements from secular humanism, postmodernism, Eastern mysticism, nihilism, Marxism.
His polls also indicate that committed Christians with a true biblical worldview probably make up only about 10% of the U.S. population. Barna says that's why America is in trouble. This is SRN News. Retail analysts out with their best guess for holiday sales this year.
The National Retail Federation expects shoppers will be spending more compared to last season, but because of all the economic uncertainty, the pace of spending could slow down. The nation's largest retail trade group expects a slight drop-off. Leading up to the holidays, Americans keep spending despite higher prices and higher interest rates. There are other potential roadblocks on the horizon: the threat of a government shutdown, the resumption of student loan repayments, and new global tensions tied to the surprise attack by Hamas in Israel. Shoppers' willingness to spend could also affect what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Liberation Pavilion, the latest major addition to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, exhibits commemorate the end of the war's death and destruction, emphasize its human cost, capture the horror of those who discovered the Nazis' atrocities. More details, SRNNews.com.